This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. And now a lesson about branding from the world of art. From time to time, we bring in Blake Gopnik to examine this intersection of art and commerce. He's critic at large for artinfo.com and contributes to the New York Times. Blake, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you have been researching the provenance not of a painting, but of a famous line. What is it?
The line is something like, in the future, everyone will be world famous for 15 minutes.
Now, that, of course, is Marshall McLuhan. It's not Marshall McLuhan. Everybody knows it's Andy Warhol.
Unless it isn't. In this crazy research I've been doing, it turns out that there's a pretty good chance that Andy Warhol never said his most famous line, or maybe that he did. In 1968, it looks as though a famous curator called Pontus Holton actually came up with the line. There are a bunch of people who claim that they said it, a photographer called Nat Finkelstein, Larry Rivers, the painter, Philip Perlstein. Andy Warhol's oldest friend may have said it to Andy Warhol in 1946, the first time they ever met.
Now, I was looking at your notes. In 1979, Warhol himself says, yeah, it was my line.
But in 1980, he says, I never said it. So, I mean, this is typically Warholian. The more you look at it, the more you realize that what this is about is a kind of snowball of secondhand quotes. It's all about how something gets attached to a particular brand. And by the 70s, Warhol was about creating this brand called Warhol, which is perfect for an artist whose paintings even were all about branding and commerce and marketing.
So this kind of branding, not a new phenomenon.
No, not at all. In fact, you could argue that Rembrandt was Mr. Brand, right? He had this workshop full of assistants turning things out with the Rembrandt name attached to them. But what's special about Warhol is I think he predicts a 21st century model of branding. In this day and age, brands depend on what we think they are to figure out what they are. They look at what we say on Facebook. They look at what we say on Twitter. They try to figure out what we think the brand is and then feed it back to us. And that's what's so great about this quote from Warhol, is that we've decided it's by Warhol whether he likes it or not. We've created and are continuing to create the Warhol brand for ourselves.
Critic Blake Gopnik is at work on a new comprehensive biography of Andy Warhol. Blake, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.